We're talking about tactics and strategies to avoid having a big bump in your summer electricity bill next summer. And we're having that conversation with Mr. David Byrne, owner of Green ID, Rosie certified whole house energy audit performer. Let's talk a little bit, David, about what we see a lot in Arizona, those ranch-style homes. What are the things you find? What's the common denominator in those ranch-style homes?
There's a couple. We got our package unit on the roof, and typically the ductwork, the return is going to be undersized. We got a flex duct going right into the roof jack, and best practice would be have a plenum opening the airflow. You have hot rooms because the registers are located right above the doorways. And so when the homeowner leaves the door open, it gets sucked right back into the return pretty quickly.
The return air is down the hall.
Yes. Yeah. and sometimes it's within an arm's reach of the supply register.
And every time you turn the air conditioner on, it's blowing air into the room through that supply register. But over at the filter, it's a vacuum. It's sucking air, so it's creating a current in the house.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And in that hallway area where you have your drop ceiling and the ductwork, the wall cavities are typically without top plates. And so they're directly open to the attic. That whole wall cavity will typically light up under a thermal camera with heat gain in the summertime. So it's... it's a lot of waste going on.
The Arizona ranch home. How about bedrooms over garages? That was a real popular design trend for a while.
Yeah. and a lot of homeowners think there's no insulation above the garage, and that's why the room is getting so hot. And it is contributing. You know, you have a maybe three-wall exterior room is going to get more heat gain than a room inside the house. And because of that, we should push more airflow to those rooms. So typically we find, yes, the garage ceiling is insulated and the walls
are
insulated.
Which is the bedroom floor.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not getting enough airflow. And so we got to push more airflow in, not with a bigger unit, but with balancing dampers and redistributing the air.
Boy, the bigger unit myth this year is an expensive mistake to make.
Yeah, it is. It's a misconception that the home's going to be more comfortable. There's going to be more air to give. But you want a system that runs a full hour at the hottest part of the day in the summertime, not one that's oversized and shuts on and off quickly, because that'll kill the unit, and it doesn't make it comfortable in the house.
It's the turning on and off of the unit where 90% of the wear is incurred. Once the compressor's up and running, it can run forever.
Yeah, yeah, and every unit is pretty much the same. But once it shuts on and off, like short cycling, we call it, it'll overshoot the temperature in the house. So if you have the thermostat set to 78, it'll go to 76 before it shuts off, and then it'll rise back up to maybe 80 degrees. And it does that a couple times an hour when it's short cycling, and that's not comfortable.
When people complain, Rosie, my air conditioner in the summer is running all afternoon, I say, but you probably have a properly sized unit. That's probably just about right.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
You're going to have cleaner indoor air. Mm-hmm. The air is getting scrubbed more continuously. You're going to have that smaller compressor running at basically idle for the course of the afternoon. Of course, the variable speeds and the two speeds and all that. When I say idle, I just mean, you know, you're at cruise control, I guess would be a better bet. You're not gunning through city traffic. You're out on a clear freeway, cruise control, just cruising. So I tell people all the time, if we're guilty of one thing through the 80s and 90s as builders in Arizona, is we were over air conditioning 90% of the houses. And almost every air conditioner is being replaced. It's 15 or 20 years old, can be downsized. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a cheaper purchase. It's going to be better indoor air quality, and it's going to be cheaper to run. I mean, it's a win-win-win.
Yes, yes. And it's just educating the homeowner on, hey, this is going to run the full hour, and that's going to be normal, rather than turn on a couple times per hour.
All right, David, we're going to have you on several more times between now and May when the new APS rate increases hit, because we're going to have a lot of surprised APS customers, I believe. That's just my opinion right now, and we are going to have APS on to visit with us as well. But you're offering a special offer to the Rosie on the House listeners today.
Yes, it's a $99 audit with a $50 Visa card. And you could call our office at 602-926-1650 or visit our website at yourgreenid.com.
Okay, we're talking about David taking that appointment and sending a trained technician out to your house to spend several hours with thousands of dollars worth of equipment looking at every aspect of your home. People want to know, Rosie, what can I spend to save money for my highest return on investment? Folks, this is it. You can't spend less money and get a higher return on investment than this. So it's the Rosie offer at Green 602. ID.
Yes, 602-926-1650.
Highest return on investment you can get right now. David Byrne, Green ID, thanks a million for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, man.